The miracle of life, as we say, takes a real-life egg and sperm and uterus, right? Well, get this. Researchers have created a mouse embryo with none of the above. Huge step forward for research and potentially for life-saving therapies. Lots to dig into, so let's talk to reporter Megan Multenny. She is with her partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, so in this new paper, we're talking about creating an embryo of a mouse, not a human, and researchers call this a synthetic embryo instead of a natural one. How'd they make the key pieces here?
Yeah, so this was a team of Israeli scientists at the Weizmann Institute of Science, and what they actually did was they took kind of three different kinds of stem cells. Some of them had gotten these chemical signals that kind of made them develop into the placenta and the yolk sac, which are things, organs that a developing embryo needs to survive. And then they put them inside this mechanical uterus that the team had spent about 7 years developing. Imagine like a spinning plate of glass vials that keeps these cells kind of at the right temperature with the right nutrients at the right pressure. And then they grew them up and they saw that, you know, they could get them to grow up to 8 days. And in that time, they developed rudimentary hearts that were beating and circulating blood, as well as, you know, having some rudimentary folded brain tissue and intestinal tract. So they're not, you know, they're not fully embryos. They're slightly different. There are key differences, but they are quite similar. Okay. And a lot of people are saying this is a really huge advance.
So this is all happening in the lab.
That's correct. Yeah, the stem cells came from a petri dish. They've been in the lab a long time. This same group kind of unveiled this mechanical uterus last year in a different publication where they actually took natural mouse embryos out of live animals and grew them up in this machine. And then what they're showing in this latest work is that they could actually start from just clumps of cells. The real goal of this work is to one day be able to kind of grow synthetic tissues and organs and, you know, potentially create replacement organs for humans or create therapeutic cell therapies.
Wow. And I read, I mean, this fascinating possibility down the road, I guess, is to grow synthetic bone marrow without requiring a human donor. Just briefly, ethically, there has been a backlash against doing research with human embryos. Would this artificial solution here be able to sidestep that ethical issue, these politics?
That's certainly the hope, and that's why there's a lot of interest right now in this field of synthetic embryology. But the question that has not yet been resolved is, as these synthetic embryoids start to become more and more realistic, it kind of blurs the line between, you know, if it beats like an embryo and it has neurons that spark like an embryo, you know, is it an embryo? And you know, so I think there are some real questions that are going to be come more urgent as this work becomes more advanced about what kinds of protections might be afforded kind of legally and ethically to these synthetic embryos.
Megan Multenny is a reporter with STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Megan, thanks for the time.
Thank you.